as we go to air tonight, Barack Obama is getting ready to tell the American people, maybe he's already doing it, that that he already sees signs of economic recovery and that his new Treasury plan will play a key role in the recovery from the recession. The president is urging people to look beyond their own short-term interests and to be patient. Joining us to talk about the Treasury plan and what is so exciting about buying worthless toxic stocks is Catherine Austin Fitz with Community Business. Catherine, my headline was this. I said, tell me if I'm over the top. I said, Geithner leads the American public into a toxic waste dump of worthless paper, risking the entire economy to bail out Wall Street and the banks.
No, you're not over the top.
All right. Tell us about this Treasury plan and how it's going to help us all a lot.
The Treasury plan is very much looks like a structure that the first time that the federal government ever did a structure like this was designed by me. So it was the bidding of equity in a pool of distressed assets, although it was the government selling the assets, not the banks. So this is not, you know, this is not a unique structure. Something like this has been done by government before in the 90s. But let me tell you what the problem with this is. The United States, Dennis, breaks down into about 3,100 counties or county equivalents. And we keep talking about these assets like there's something abstract, you know, out there on Mars. You know, Citibank's assets or Bank of New York's assets or Bank of America's assets or Merrill Lynch's assets. In fact, let's just talk about the mortgage and consumer debt-related portion of these assets. These assets relate to places. So, you know, Citibank has mortgage-backed securities and other assets that relate to probably every one of those 3,100 counties. So Berkeley, where you live, or West Tennessee, where I live. And the logical way, let's say we wanted to turn to the administration and say, here's how you ought to do this that's really going to solve the economy and build a strong economy for everybody that takes care of the real problems. Here's how you do it. What they're planning on doing is taking the toxic assets and let's just use, you know, Bank X. And Bank X puts those toxic assets in a pool, and then private bidders bid to own a portion of the equity, and government guarantees and leverages the financing of it. Okay, and then presumably the Fed keeps inflating, so the assets value go up or get held. Okay, now at no point do we say, well, let's just pretend for a second that all those assets are mortgage-backed securities and mortgage assets. Nowhere do we say, well, what's the problem with these assets? You know, because either the problem is that they were fraudulently made or that the people who live in the houses don't have any jobs. Okay? So you're not going to solve your value just by printing paper. You've got to get into the community and see, what do we do to build the health of the people and the place? So here's my proposal. The Treasury offered to do these kinds of financings, but rather than the specific equity partnership just being the assets of that of one bank, why not make the assets about that place? So let's say we took everything in the Berkeley area. So the Berkeley, what's the county that Berkeley's in?
Well, it's Alameda.
Alameda. So we said, okay, we're going to create a joint venture structure. And we're going to put everything that the banks and the federal government, because remember, the federal government has a lot of distressed assets in every county. So we're going to create an Alameda structure. We're going to set it up so that it's a partnership, not of the federal government and private investors, but the county and private investors. It's going to be subject to complete public disclosure. So everybody in Alameda County is going to see everything. There's going to be no secrets here. Okay, and so it's going to be subject to full disclosure. We're going to put the assets in, and then the goal is to optimize the value of those assets, but in a way that's great for Alameda County, because unless Alameda County's healthy, the value of those assets can't be healthy. So here's the next trick. Then what the administration offers to do is to give jumbo waivers. So if the municipality wants to be free to re-engineer how government investment is spent in Alameda County in a way that will improve the asset's value by decreasing regulation on small business or by allowing monies to be moved between different categories, they can quickly get jumbo waivers that will make it much more efficient for federal government money to be invested in Alameda County in a way that will really create jobs and make small business healthier. Now, if you took all these toxic assets along with the distressed assets that the government is holding, and you allowed place-based resolutions that were a public-private partnership, but where the municipality was at the table and citizens had participatory budgeting transparency, then you're talking about real solutions. And am I making any sense?
Yeah. But the question is, why can't we do this?
You can do this. What you can't do, we can build a healthy economy, or we can rig a financial coup d'etat into the private banks. Okay, but you can't do both. And the reality is there are reasons why a lot of people would like to go along with rigging the money into the private banks. One is a lot of this paper was fraudulently issued. So the idea of turning it over to Carlyle Group, who will very quietly work it out, you know, there's an attraction to that because Carlyle keeps the secrets.
And nobody gets busted for busting the economy.
Well, nobody gets busted because the papers are flying and everything's moving so fast there's no time to even get a track record. The reality is if you bring things down to the ground and everybody in Alameda County sees that, you know, 10 houses on their blocks had 10 mortgages each, people are going to start asking questions. But those are the questions we're going to have to ask.
And that is a very, not only is it a distinct possibility, it's happening all the time where judges around the country can't really figure out when people...
they can't get the note because the note's supposed to be in 10 places and it can't be in 10 places at once.
Give me the 1 minute version again of how it's possible that nobody knows who owns your house.
Because the mortgage system issued a huge amount of mortgages quickly, and if my hypothesis is right, they issued a lot of fraudulent mortgages, and they flew around in a lot of pools. And so there's no clear record. Now, there is a master digital database that is supposed to have all these things, but let me give you an example. When I was the Assistant Secretary of Housing, I would get lists of foreclosures that said, you know, and this happened at the RTC, too.
That, this was, you know, around the whole SNL meltdown.
Right. We had 10 buildings on this block, you know, 10 homes that we owned through foreclosures, and you'd go to that block and there were no houses there. And you'd say, what is this about? And that's why I pushed so hard on place-based data and making the data available to citizens in accessible ways so that they can see the sources and uses of government monies and programs in their place. Because the best internal financial control to stop all fraud is citizens see where the government money is supposed to be going, and this kind of stuff can't happen. And that's why, you know, I look at what the Treasury is proposing, and I know it's complete bunk, because everybody knows the value of all real estate and all consumer receipts. All this stuff is local, okay? You know, is the house properly taken care of? Does the person who lives in the house have income? You know, are there jobs available? Is there healthy business and small business in that place? Is there safety? Because, you know, if everything's lawless and there's crime, so it comes back to really basic stuff. And if you're gonna build the economy, then you have to build healthy people, healthy families, healthy small business, healthy businesses, you know, good schools. It's all, you know, it's everything grandmother taught us. So there's nothing new in this world. But you can't keep churning these assets in an abstract reality up on Wall Street with lots of government guarantees and games, because that's just scams. That's just, you know, that's got nothing to do with the real world. You have to get back to the real world, and you have to organize the paper in a way that it relates to the real people and the real things, and you have to engage the citizenry in, okay, how are we going to re-engineer all of this to build a healthy economy? I'll give you a perfect example.
All right, we only have 2 minutes left, and I have one question.
Okay, go.
You can have 30 seconds.
Okay, so when I was Assistant Secretary, I found a town in New Mexico where 70% of the mortgages were in default and owned by Freddie, Fannie, and FHA. And I said to my staff, this is ridiculous. The town needs to reinvent itself. Have the town come in and create some kind of trust or corporate vehicle and swap a stock for the mortgages because they have to reinvent themselves. And my staff looked at me like I was nuts, but that's what has to happen in America. Every municipality and county has to come to the banks and the federal government and say, you know, here's a plan to completely take over and reposition everything here because we have to reinvent ourselves, and we can't resolve the debt problem without resolving where government investment goes in this place and whether it's optimized to build healthy communities.
All right, we have 60 seconds. Everybody was really excited. The stock market was way up yesterday. Interesting, stocks up, but bonds staying neutral or going down. What's dangerous about stocks going up and bonds
going down? It's called a bear trap rally. We've done a whole series of things to juice the stock market up, including inflation. To do that, it's just like giving steroids to a body. We've made the body much weaker deep down. So watch out. This is very dangerous.
And we have 15 seconds. What are you looking for? If this thing goes down the way you think, what are the first signs we should be wary of?
Inflation. Inflation. Is the price of your groceries going up? And our risk here is for this plan to work, you need very massive and significant inflation, which is what the Fed appears to be committed to. You know, I think we've
All our worth, all our money, our little few bucks here and there gets reduced to nothing as they print money and bail out the bank.
Hey, switch it into brooms and toilet paper because, you know, that's going to go up in value. Dollars may
brooms
not.
Brooms and toilet paper.
I'm
all
serious.
Right. This has been Catherine Austin Fitz, Community Business, and we need brooms if we're going to clean up this place. Thanks for being with us on Flashpoints. Talk to you next week, Catherine.
Okay.
And you are listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio.